companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Cardinals baseball is back, and what better way to start the season off than a trip to the Post Sports Bar and Grill. During every Tuesday and Friday Cardinals game, stop by either Post location for your chance to win a pair of upcoming Cardinal tickets. Don't forget about the Post's great home team specials, including $3.75 22-ounce domestic drafts and wells during the game. As always, show up in your Cardinals gear and save 10% off regular priced items. The Post Sports Bar and Grill. Stay posted, my friends.
In some cases, being older can be a disadvantage, but not when it comes to experience and helping you with your lumber and hardware. Since 1946, Nordenburn Lumber and Hardware Company has provided the metro area with high-quality products and personalized service. A proud family-owned union shop, Nordenburn's newly renovated showroom is located just south of beautiful St. Louis at 10500 Teshire Drive. From changing out a light switch to a whole house from the foundation up, Nordenburn's has the products to get the job done. The hometown professional staff at Nordenburn's is ready to help with current trends or matching a historical custom piece to complete all of your finishes. To go with over 100 molding profiles and finish grade boards, Nordenburn's recently added rough hardwoods in walnut, maple, oak, hickory, ash, and cherry. The specialized service at Nordenburn's allows them to promptly special order items not stocked to complete your project on time and correctly. So call 314-843-0700 or come down to Nordenburn's Lumber and Hardware at 10500 Teshire Drive in St. Louis, where their friendly, experienced staff is waiting to help you. Go Cards!
At last, it's here, the Appliance Discounts Memorial Day sale.
We're celebrating all week by being open Sunday and Memorial Day in addition to our regular hours.
Appliance Discounters is offering the lowest price on brands like GE, Samsung, and Bosch.
Get the lowest price on these appliances and right now get a free replacement installation on select dishwashers and over-the-range microwave. This installation is worth $150 and it's free.
Need a few appliances? Get up to $1,500 in cash rebates on select packages.
So enjoy this Memorial Day and get these great specials only at the Appliance Discount.
Blue Chip was started by Scott and Pat Phillips with little more than a Volkswagen Beetle, a little bit of luck, and a whole lot of work. Since then, Blue Chip has grown into one of the nation's largest and most recognized pest control firms while still being the hometown St. Louis company. Now moving into our third generation, Blue Chip is just as focused with a commitment to training and professionalism that are unmatched in our industry. We are experts at what we do, which simply put is protecting your home, your business, and your family. Go to stlbugs.com to learn more.
There are so many good restaurants, but don't you want great? Spiro's in St. Charles is better than good, and it's all in the details that is put into each dish, the service, and the whole experience. You can sit inside their beautiful dining room or enjoy your meal on the tree-lined patio. They hand-cut meat on the premises that is USDA Grade A Prime New York strips and the best filet mignon. Or maybe you fancy fresh fish that is flown in. Regardless, Spiro's has it. Spiro's St. Charles has a European stone oven where they cook over cherry wood, which keeps the flavors sealed in the food. And that is part of what makes Spiro's great. Add in a full-service bar, massive wine list, and their famous salad, and you have a dining experience you can't pass up. Of course that sounds great. They cater any size get-together, or they can host your private party. Check it all out at spiros-restaurants.com.
We had a slight little, just a very slight delay there. Hang on, my headphones are on backwards. Hold on. There. Because, no, now that's...
No, now they're on backwards.
Now they're, hold on.
It's your shoot, head that's
I've
on
only
backwards.
Done this for 35 years. But these are different headphones. All right, so here's what we're going to do. Instead of the usual Playhouse intro, let me set the stage. Tim, you weren't familiar with Private Malone.
No,
are you familiar with More Than a Name on the Wall?
I don't think so.
All right, you made some Kleenex in here. This is a song that was introduced in the mid-80s. The Statler Brothers did. Statler Brothers, primarily a country group, used to be a gospel group, but they introduced this song on stage at the Grand Ole Opry. And not to sound like so many people who are little one-market, small-time radio people sound when they try to sound like a big deal. I don't want to do that, but I have to sort of tell you the story real quickly. I happened to be there at rehearsal for the award show, and they sang this at rehearsal, and it's the first time anybody there had ever heard it. And Conway Twitty was sitting behind me and my wife, and he was sobbing, sobbing. And then we realized everybody around us, and they did that for two songs at that rehearsal. One was Kathy Mattea's Where Have You Been, about an older couple. And the other was this one. And because Memorial Day is coming up, I play this at least once a year, try to play it twice. And I want you to pay attention to the words, because the picture that this paints is so clear about a woman who goes up to the Vietnam Wall to pay tribute because her son's name is there. And that's all I'm going to tell you. Here is More Than a Name on a Wall, the Statler Brothers.
I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. She took out pen and paper as to trace her memories. She looked up to heaven. The words she said were these. She said, Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him just one more time to see, all I have are the memories and the moments to recall. So Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? Said he really missed the family, being home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. Lord, this time I know he's not coming home. Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memories and the moments to recall.
Phil, Harold, and Jimmy, the Statler Brothers, that is the saddest song I've ever heard. That is a war military song. And I have never been ashamed to say I have cried several times listening to that song. Because I've been to that wall in Washington. Has anybody been
yes.
there?
My dad is a Vietnam vet, and when we went to Washington, D.C., he wouldn't let me go with him when he went to the wall. I had to go stand around the corner
when
I was a kid.
It is so powerful. And you do see people tracing, as it says in the song, tracing names from that wall. So that's my pick, my all-time pick for the greatest memorial song ever. until a better one comes along, and I don't know that it will. Now, things are a little bit out of order here, so why don't we do this? Why don't I do a quick introduction of everybody, and then we'll get Mr. Cleveland, and he can do his segment. How's that?
A great idea.
Let's just do it. Do you want to do it this way? I'll just say 19 years in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. And
hello.
Aren't you going to do the
hotkeys, my bad.
Aren't you going to do the royalty?
Sorry, I'm a little far enough. Okay.
Let's try it again. 10 of those in Birmingham, England. There you go. There you go. Kind of hard sometimes to switch gears from something that serious to something. He is Trevor Limey Limestone. Philip, say hello to the audience.
Hello, everyone. I hope you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Remember, just to be a little bit safe, no drinking and driving out there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, well, they'll really obey that.
That was a good one.
That'll do it. It was a good one. It won't do any good, unfortunately, but it was...
No boating.
My conscience is boating.
Yeah, you will never stop drinking and boating.
I know.
Ever. And idiots will always be idiots. In for his segment today is Welcome Anytime, off the road temporarily. When he is on the road, sometimes he goes, well, I think I'll go north. Maybe I'll go west. I'll go south. Or maybe... He's bound down. Buford T. Justice. I haven't seen the movie. I still know the name Buford T. Justice.
I haven't seen the movie either.
Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone.
In the quarantine glass box, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth.
And if I only had a brain.
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stifel. And if you're working with a financial advisor, you can still call Mark and Jason and get a complimentary portfolio review. Stifel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hi, everybody.
Boy, he is he's a newsman. He's a newsman's newsman. Maybe not really, but sounds good. That's not all he is, though. You know that song, Peggy Lee, for you old people, is that all there is? I hate that song. Always hated that song. But I couldn't help but think of it because I get emails from people all the time. Like, dear Frank, I know Tim Woodburn is a newsman, but is that all he is? See? It's like that one right
there.
Who's
that from?
That's from Rod Stiffer.
That's my mom.
Rod Stiffer from Shoveltown, Missouri. No, that's not all he is. He's more. Yes. He's a private investigator. He risks his life many times trailing people, spying on people, and it's a dangerous job, but somebody's got to do it. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. I want to say hi to a special AM and the PM listener. I'm not going to say his name, but I know he's listening right now, and sir, I was glad I could help you. This is a guy that was getting catfished online. He's in his 60s, and he had a woman that was professing to be somebody that she wasn't and had me checked because, you know, it matters to the heart. You know, people get very emotional about that kind of thing, and I had to inform him of some major serious red flags. Well, no, because it's when you want to know the truth, that's when you hire a private investigator. When you really want to know what's going on, that's what I specialize in. Sir, I'm glad I could help you. If anybody else needs help, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
There you go. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. She's making squirrel gravy for all the military people we lost in battle, all the wars. I bet her squirrel
gravy.
She
did you ever eat it? Oh,
no.
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 That's why I said,
Well, but you didn't eat it.
Well, you didn't either.
You knew her. I didn't say,
I didn't know the woman.
You should have. Everybody should have. Yeah. And, of course, what would the world be without polka music, without these guys to give it to us?
What about Rat Boy? Bruce?
We already talked about him.
No, I don't think we did.
Early in the show, we did. We're talking about my cream cheese episode.
Yeah, but...
Now, let me stop here, because what Limey just did made it sound like I made a mistake, and I'm not going to sit back and just let that happen. Rat Boy's not with us today. He's off today. Yeah. That's why I didn't
interrupt. Oh,
He's not even
go,
here.
Limey.
See, now you look stupid. Don't you?
Yeah. Rat Boy's actually a Marine.
He is. Yeah. No, he actually is.
Yeah.
That's true. I forgot about that. How about Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra? It's extended Memorial Day week.
When you were talking about famous Marines earlier on the show, I pulled up a list of nobody knew they were a Marine.
No.
Drew Carey, did you know he was a Marine?
No.
I mean, you should. They have his Marine photo. He looks like fit and cut.
Yeah, and you talk about unlikely. Like right. I said, that's one example. Right. I would never have thought.
And you were talking about how everybody thinks Mr. Rogers was in the military, which is an old wives' tale.
Navy sniper.
But you know who was in the Marines? That was maybe people are getting him confused. Is Captain Kangaroo?
But he never saw combat.
Right.
Bob Keeshan never saw any combat. Yet the myths are still out there that he and Rogers fought side by side and all that crap.
No.
Bob Keeshan, Captain Kangaroo, was in the service, but he never saw any combat.
He got shot at with ping pong balls, though.
What does that mean?
Oh, that was Bunny Rabbit and Mr. Moose.
Yeah, how would you not know that, Frank?
Yeah.
The same way that most everybody listening right now doesn't know that.
On Captain Kangaroo, everybody knows that the ping pong balls would fall on Mr. Moose.
Not everybody. Yeah.
He started beer pong.
I didn't know that.
Captain Kangaroo started beer pong on his show. Had the kids playing beer pong.
Little do most people know, he's responsible for lots of frat parties. Yeah. Stuck with them all those years. All right, hit that Bill Clavlin music. There you go. Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto. His name is Bill Clevelin, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States for all kinds of good reasons. Say hello to Bill Clevelin.
Hey, thank you so much.
What? Okay, you know what? Now, you know what?
That was an applause.
No, you don't.
That was an applause. I've been waiting all day to use that.
Okay, but you can't sit there and use your equipment to diss people like
that. I am not doing that.
Yeah, you are.
That was our new sales.
I actually thought it was kind of funny.
I think that was our new sales rep, Brighton's, in the spanking room who was clapping over there.
Now open the mic to the annex and let the people who you shut the mic off to the main annex where the big audience is, and I want to reintroduce them once you open their mic. Bill Clevelin, everybody.
Oh, man.
Yeah. There you go. You know, this line, he's got a mean streak. No, he does. He's got a mean streak.
He's got a good joke is a good joke.
And he's an obnoxious bully.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah.
He's a little bit of a bully.
Yeah, first time in 8 months I've thought you did something funny. But it was funny. It was very funny.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was funny. Don't ever do it again. Okay. What do you got, Bill?
All right, just a few quick things. And you touched on some of them already. I know you were talking about Memorial Day stuff this afternoon. And so you mentioned you stole my thunder a bit, and that's okay. The Memorial in Washington, D.C., and I will echo with what you said. If you've never been there, it's one thing to see those memorials, but I think what is far more interesting and touching is watching people and their families who, whether they've lost someone or whether they served, and seeing them enjoy
and the
those
same is
memorials.
True of Pearl Harbor.
I've not been to Pearl Harbor.
Same as the
sure.
wall. You'll watch yes. people do things. I watched a World War II veteran stand at Pearl Harbor and take one of his medals and throw it in the water on that ship that you can still see below the surface. And then I noticed there are all kinds of medals, jewelry, coins people have tossed in there. Yeah. So you're right. And watching the people is
it's very tough. And there are about 20 of them. There are a lot of memorials in Washington, D.C. And I know I've said this before, but, man, especially if you're a grown adult and you have never been to Washington, D.C., I don't know what you're waiting for. I mean, there is so much neat stuff up there. But in particular, about 20 war memorials. So you have like the Marine Corps memorial, women in military, Air Force.
Can I'll throw something in here because I think it's important. I've said this many, many times. In most of my adult life, I've been able to do pretty much anything I want to do. Okay. I've done well enough. I can go places. I absolutely understand people who don't take vacation because they go, well, we just can't afford it. It costs too much. You can go to Washington, D.C. I don't care if you get on a bus or drive or whatever. Most of the stuff Bill's talking about is free.
Yes, yes. There are lots of free things to do in Washington, D.C., and a lot of people don't know that you don't have to stay right in Washington, D.C. They have a really great transit system, so you could stay, you know, across the Potomac in Old Town Alexandria, or, I mean, I've actually heard of people who go to even, you know, Gettysburg to see some stuff, and then just drive you know, stay in Gettysburg and then drive to Washington, D.C. and see some of the stuff and then go back. I mean, there are so many ways that you can do it and make it affordable. And, you know, I always offer my services if anybody ever wants to email about tourism stuff. I'm happy. People do it all the time. Hey, I'm going here. What should I do? Or do you have any tips? And I'd be happy to do it if you're thinking of taking a trip. But so definitely the memorials. Now, a couple of museums. So my favorite museum, honest to God, my favorite museum in the entire country is the World War II Museum. It's in New Orleans. Honestly, between us and folks, listen, the only reason to go to New Orleans, I don't like New Orleans.
I don't either. Thank you.
But,
I don't either.
But the World War II Museum, it is amazing. It is just the movie. If you're going, you're planning to go. And I know Taylor Nickerson recently went, and he said, "Was there anything that you should do?" I said, "Do not miss this movie. It's a 4D experience. Tom Hanks narrates it. It's won all sorts of awards." So 4D experience. So you're watching this. It's about a 40-minute retelling of World War II. And I didn't think that was possible. I mean, World War II, it's so complicated. There's so many different facets and so many different things. They essentially tell you the entire story of World War II in about 40 minutes, and stuff's flying out of the ceiling. You know,
wow.
If they're talking about snow, well, it's snowing in the theater, or tanks are coming up. It's unbelievable. So check that out.
You know who loves New Orleans? The guy that owns this station. I'm not kidding.
Oh, yeah.
He goes like once a month for a long weekend. Hang on. I'll call his cell phone right now. I bet she's in New Orleans. Hang on a second. No, just hang on.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Hey, bud.
Yeah, Randy?
Hey, bud. What's going on?
Randy, where are you right now?
I'm in New Orleans. You know, I love it down here. I'm in New Orleans.
All right. Thanks, Randy.
Uh-huh. Bye, bud.
You were right.
You were right. Wow. Told you.
And the last one I will mention is, and this may sound odd to mention since it's right here in our own backyard, but Jefferson Barracks Memorial. And I find it very special because my uncle, the man I was named after, Uncle Bill, he was a World War II veteran.
And a pancake house owner.
And a pancake house owner.
Great eggs. Great
don't talk about that much, but yeah. And he's buried there. And I went out last year, and they had the Boy Scouts were putting the flags at all of the...
Yes.
And that is, if you've never been out there to see that, it's very touching. And it's really neat. And sometimes, you know, the kids don't know exactly what they're doing, so... They just know they're there to put the flags out there to see the lessons being told by the parents here. This is why we're here, and it's just a really neat experience. So if you've not been out there, and I don't know if they're doing it at Forest Park, but I know in the past they've put all the flags out. I don't know if they're doing that again this year, but if you've never seen all the flags on Art Hill, that's really neat too. So if you want some more, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com, and I am Bill Clevelin on the road and on 590 The Fan.
All right,
thank you, Bill. Bill Clevelin, courtesy of Window World, number one replacement window, number one selling replacement window in the United States.
Good housekeeping seal of approval, lifetime warranty, and on and on and on. Great value, Window World. So here's the email. This royal wedding thing last weekend got us to talking about weddings and how much they cost and how it's usually like a big waste of money. And I don't know. We got off on all kinds of things. But I read you the email I read this morning. Here we go. Frank, I was listening to your show and I wanted to share a wedding story with you. I have three daughters. Two live in Michigan along with their mother, and my youngest lives in Seattle. We received a wedding invitation from my daughter in Seattle, so we decided to go and ask my daughter where would be a good place to stay. She recommended we stay on an island near Seattle. We arrived in Seattle, we checked in, we were shocked to find out we were the only ones in the family staying on that entire island. My brother and sister rented houseboats, they stayed there, the rest of the guests were scattered throughout Seattle. We felt like lepers banished to a remote island. We made the best of it and attended the wedding. It was formal with three bridesmaids, three groomsmen. A professional photographer was hired for the event. The reception hall was decorated with flowers and centerpieces. It was a very nice wedding. Well planned. 2 weeks after the wedding, I was talking to my sister about the wedding, and she said, "You do know they're not married." And I said, "What do you mean?" Now, this is the bride's dad. He said, What do you mean? She said, "Oh, they had a ceremony, but they never signed any marriage certificates, which makes the whole thing null and void. They didn't sign them deliberately." So he contacted his daughter and said, what? What? And she admitted it. She said, we're not married. Now, this is after this big, elaborate wedding. She said they didn't sign the documents because it would put her in a higher tax bracket. And and she'd lose her college grants. She said, but it's okay, Dad, because when we're ready, all we have to do is contact the minister, and she will sign the certificate and make it legal. And says, in the end, it all turned out to be a good thing because they broke up 9 months later.
What the hell?
He said, so there was a fake wedding, real presents, and then they never even stayed together. He said at the end, Frank, have you ever heard of anything like this? No. The answer is no. I wrote him back. I said, no, this is tops. This tops. This takes the cake.
The opposite end of the similar version of that story is when I was 10 years I spent in minor league hockey, I probably could count on both hands and toes how many players I know from Canada who came to the United States, convinced a girl to marry him for a year and a day, because back then that's how long you had to be married in the country and law to be permanently stay here, and then filed for divorce on their first year anniversary. Filed for divorce that day.
Well, they probably were both agreeable. She knew what that was going to happen, don't you think?
Sometimes yes, and sometimes no.
How about this, though? Your daughter gets married, and they never were married. And again, I've said, look, I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but the truth is 50% of the marriages end in divorce. So they didn't even have to get a divorce. They never got married.
What is the thing? I know it's been passed around on Facebook. There's this thing that people say, and if you were going to jump out of a plane and you knew your parachute would only work 50% of the time, would you still jump out of the plane?
Well, of course not.
Yeah. If that parachute had amazing breasts like my ex-wife, then yes.
Well, he's got a point.
Well, that's all on bad odds of good breasts.
He's got a point.
Good odds.
Now, let me ask you a personal question, Limey.
Sure.
Was it just boobs, or was she overall good looking?
No, she was very, very attractive. But the boobs were the icing on the cake.
Now, the follow-up question is, at the end of your marriage, if you guys were both in an airplane and she didn't have a parachute on, for 50 grand, would you shove her out?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Well, I think at the end of any marriage, they'd be willing
to
do that.
Yeah, you kidding me? That's 50 grand.
Look, this is kind of personal to ask you live on the air, but who split? Who said I'm out, you or her?
Oh, it was a mutual thing, pretty much.
So you both knew this is not working.
I was at the end of my
rope.
Did
you come home with that haircut? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is absolutely not what happened.
Well,
it was just something broke this. It was just something broke the camel's back, and I was like, I'm all right.
You did not wear your hair like that on your wedding photo.
I didn't.
No way.
No, I didn't.
There's no way.
I had a different haircut.
Now, did you marry her to get your green card?
No, you know why he married? You know what he said on the air yesterday? He said he married her so that his mother could have a family reunion.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Because that's why everybody gets married.
I was born here, William.
Oh, that's right.
Saturday morning, folks, 7 o'clock yard sale right here on 590. And I got an email from a guy, and he goes, well, this yard sale's not like the other yard sale. No, of course it's not. It's not supposed to be like the other yard sale. If you had two identical shows on different stations, what the heck? That would be stupid. What would the point of that be? Same show on two stations. This one's more entertaining. There aren't as many people calling. No, because 16 years is a tough habit to break, calling the old number at the old place. But I think you'll find this to be very entertaining, because it's people selling things, and then it's sort of like, let's get together and sit around on Saturday morning and shoot the bull with Dan Strauss and Scott Sherman. So, yeah, if you got something to sell, you're welcome to jump in there Saturday morning. If not, just listen to these guys. 7 to 9 o'clock right here. The yard sale on 590 The Fan. I want to make sure I don't forget to mention some things. Mike Rizzo sent some things here with Scott Sherman. Some of the most incredible food. This is funny. I walked out in the hall, and I said to Scott, I said, I don't know why, but I'm just extra hungry, Dave. I'm just hungry. He goes, well, you're in luck. And he pointed over to this table. There's pasta and chicken spadini. I mean, there's some incredible. So, Mike Rizzo, thank you very much for Rizzo's for the food. I don't like it when people bring stuff in looking for a free plug. The reason I mention them is he specifically told Scott, we're not interested in the free plug. Now, I'm happy to do it. Now, you know what's going to happen? All kinds of people are going to bring food going, we don't want to plug, and they're not going to get it. So don't do that, because it won't work.
And they're in South County on Lee May Ferry in the Old Navy. Like, that would be that shopping center where Old Navy is.
Hey, how many of you, the joke.
We probably got time.
Well, time for what?
Whatever you want to talk about.
But you don't even know what it was.
You seem a little concerned about time, so
I
figured I'd let you know.
But you said we have time. You don't even know what. Maybe I was going to read the Bible.
Yeah. I mean, well, I very much doubt you're going to read the Bible in 24 minutes.
Instead of educating our listeners, we had to listen to you argue with your boss.
You get maybe through the first
song. You know what I haven't done? The Playhouse brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Let me do that, and I'll get the joke in here. Ballast, I've gone there for 45 years. Hang on here. Yeah, 45 years this year. In fact, last month they hit the 45-year mark. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. My kids all go to Ballast Dental Care. I have a daughter that lives in Overland Park, Kansas. You know where she goes to the dentist? Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, Ballast Dental Care. I have a son in Osage Beach. You know where he goes to Ballast Dental Care. My son lives in Jefferson City, Ballast Dental Care. I think if they move 500 miles away, they'd still go to Ballast Dental Care, because I would like to think twice a year they want to come see us. So while you're in town, how about a dental appointment? They never dread it, because nobody who's a patient there ever dreads it. And you won't either. You won't either. All you need to do to prove me right or wrong is make one appointment. Just one. It's just a simple cleaning and checkup. See how things are looking in there. You'll be hooked. You'll be sold. You will never want to go back where you used to go to the dentist again, ever. Ballast Dental Care, again, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, when I say the first line of this joke, don't go nuts and get ready to email, well, I can't believe he's going to do that, because the joke is not what you think. But the way it starts sounds like it's going off in a bad direction. Nah, it's actually a great commentary on prejudice and racism. So here's how the joke starts. Black man dies and goes to heaven. Now, as soon as you say black man, then most people go, oh, I can't believe he's going to tell that. But he does. And he gets up in heaven, and St. Peter is there. Now, what happens is every day when people die, for that day, there's an orientation. So all the people who died on this particular day are brought into a huge assembly area. And St. Peter greets them and welcomes them to heaven, and asks what everybody likes. Some people like to fish, some people like to play football or baseball or movies. They got every movie in heaven, a great theater. St. Peter is the basketball coach in heaven. So he says, who wants to be on the basketball team in heaven? Well, everybody that raises their hands is taken away, says, come with me. I'm the coach. So St. Peter takes them all into this fantastic gymnasium, because this is heaven. This is like the greatest gymnasium ever built. And he says, all right, welcome to heaven, and welcome to our basketball facility. He says, I'm your coach, St. Peter. He says, now, look. Gentlemen, this is men's basketball. He says, I know that on Earth, there's still prejudice and racism. Let me just tell you that here in heaven, there is no black and there is no white. And I'm looking out at you now. And I know that on Earth, some of you are black, some of you are white. You can forget that here. Doesn't exist here. You're all green. In heaven, we see nothing but you're all green. Okay? No more black man, white man, just green. And you need to know that. None of that, that stuff that still goes on, unfortunately. So everybody's green. Now, what we're going to do here is not everybody can play at the same time. So some of you will be asked to sit out. Others will come with me, and we'll organize the first group and the first teams. We'll start playing some basketball. He says, all right, I want all you dark green guys to sit over there. You light green guys, come with me.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Mike.
Doug Brown, he looked like Twister.
Well, Mike Lee has been suspended, but I'll allow him to attend Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery on June 7th to the 9th. Get terrific deals on pocket knives, honey knives, kitchen knives, cook's tools, small appliances, and food prep equipment. Knife Fest at Bernarelli Cutlery is the time to upgrade your kitchen game. So chop chop, Cheeky, at 1927 Marconi on the Hill, June 7th to the 9th, Bernarelli Cutlery, where there's never a dull moment. Doug Vaughn here with a word about...
Let's check traffic now with Tory Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Discover Student Loans. Accident eastbound 70 at Earth City Expressway. A vehicle fire eastbound 70 east of Jennings Station. Accident southbound 270 at Ladue. Northbound heavy for a look. Earlier accidents eastbound 64 at Timberlake Manor. Westbound 64 at McKnight. And you've got an accident eastbound 5570 east of 157. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. Great rate, zero fees, plus students earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tori Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been in business in St. Louis for over 10 years. We use modern GPS technology to find people or to figure out what they're doing when you're not around. Call me, 238-1367, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Doug Vaughn here with a word about a St. Louis institution, Ragazzi's. Ragazzi's is the oldest restaurant on the hill and is your home of the frozen fish bowl and handmade toasted ravioli. The pizza has been recognized nationally by Bon Appetit magazine. Plus, Ragazzi's can handle catering and private parties like rehearsal dinners. Happy hour is 3 to 6 p.m. daily, and nurses' happy hour is 8 to 10 each morning. Enjoy lunch or dinner at Ragazzi's. You will love it. 4945 Dagen on the Hill and Ragazzi's.com.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Russ Patton, your Byerly RV financial advisor. With the stock market gyrating precariously, we recommend diversification by turning your paper profits into something tangible, like that RV you've been dreaming about. Or you can hedge your bets by playing the spread and converting just enough cash to make a healthy down payment. And win either way. Disclaimer, plan fund is no guarantee of future fund if your paper profits disappear overnight.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trading.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trading.
Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Check us out at ByerlyRV.com. Eureka, Missouri.
Actually, talked to the folks at Byerly today. I'm going to be renting my first RV for a trip in August.
Yeah,
fishing trip.
Really?
Yeah, I'll keep you posted on that. Five of us going fishing. We need something big to haul all our stuff in. So why not just get an RV and go first class? Time to check in with the man from Dallas. He can say that now because he lives there. Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. I'm trying to think of one even mediocre thing on the menu or in that smokehouse, and I can't do it. It is all terrific. That's why when you give a gift card from Annie Gunn's to the smokehouse, it is greatly appreciated, and it will be used, unlike some of the other things that just get tossed aside and never get used and they expire. That won't happen with Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse gift cards. They're east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley, closed only on Mondays. Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse from Dallas, Texas. Maybe I should give us like a Texas accent. So.
I think you should.
And now from Dallas, Texas, please say hello to the man that's been on the show for many, many years, Mike Evans, everybody. Hello. You may eventually pick up that Dallas, that Texas accent after you're there a while.
I don't think so.
Nah, I don't think so. Yeah. See, he's already picked it up. What's going on?
Hi, Dan. Hi. Hey, you know John. John S. used to listen there, then he moved to Dallas.
Yes, yes. I do know who you're talking about.
He left me a bottle of wine, and I'm sipping it right now. Left it at my
country. That is a good listener.
Having myself a little glass of a Fess Parker 2014 little Pinot.
This is interesting. You're drinking Fess Parker wine. He used to live before he passed away out in the Coachella Valley. He had a ranch out there.
I know.
How about that? Full circle. Of life.
You just make that up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Circle of life.
Yeah.
Pop quiz question, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes? I didn't know.
Yeah,
I
think on my lap.
I think so.
True lies.
She sat on my lap and rubbed against me. She was sitting on my lap one time.
Lucky.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Is this before she had her penis or after she had it removed?
Yeah.
I don't know. I was just, her butt was against my penis.
Okay.
Oh, my.
We were dressed. We were doing an interview on radio.
Now, for people who think I'm just being funny, she's a hermaphrodite. She was born with both sets of goods and chose to go female.
But now all she has is a
vagina.
Thank you.
Oh, you know what? All right, let me tell you something, Randy. First of all, pretty good Paul Harris. Pretty good.
We don't go there, homie.
We don't go there, Randy.
All right, I'm sorry.
Paul Harvey.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Jamie Lee Curtis is one. I said one of the proudest moments of her life was to be asked to be a godmother. Whose godmother is Jamie Lee Curtis? Macaulay Culkin, Kim Kardashian, Channing Tatum, Jake Gyllenhaal. By the way, all of them are 38 years old. Movie review: Solo, Star Wars Story. It's not a bad movie, but lacks the Star Wars excitement and pop. A prequel, Han Solo meets Chewbacca and learns the way of the Force, but it's sort of Star Wars light, a little disjointed and without much depth. But still, it's Star Wars, and it's better than some of them have been out. Rated PG-13, 112 minutes, 3 stars.
Okay.
I hate to be and I told you so. Really sorry that I was ahead of the curve on these two items. I keep notes on these. March 22nd, I told you that there are stories that Morgan Freeman will be accused of multiple sexual misconducts. That is now official. Happened today. And on April... Yeah. And on April 27th, I told you Harvey Weinsleeves would be arrested for sexual assault within 30 days. It was close, but Harvey Weinsleeves will turn himself in and be charged in New York City tomorrow.
I wish, wow. I really wish I had a deep enough voice to do Morgan Freeman. I've always wanted to do it, especially now that he's part of the Me Too thing.
Tim, you could probably do a good Morgan Freeman.
Well, did you do Morgan Freeman?
Go for it, homie, go for it. Don't be on yourself, but go for it.
Let's hear it.
Andy Dufresne.
Well...
I was expecting more.
A little bit more.
I also,
well, I'd like to feel your breast, if that's all right with you.
No, please.
I'd like to come over and hurt your scratch.
Hello, trying to do a report here.
Two breasts. I'm sorry.
I also have some inside sports scoopage.
I'd like to touch your breast, Mike.
Dan, we're through with the bit. Okay, the bit's over. Bit's over.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Inside the NFL owners meeting in Atlanta, they decided to make players who refused to stand for the national anthem to stay in the locker room. However,
and there's always a however in life.
The owners decided against two other possibilities that they did discuss. One, to keep all the players in the locker room during the anthem, but decided that would just make fans and sponsors even madder.
I agree. Yep. That'd be stupid.
And two, to penalize a team 15 yards for any player or players that do not stand. However,
and there's always a however in life.
When one of the owners said, I don't think it would look too good having a ref throw a flag the second after the national anthem ends, they decided against
it. Isn't it sad that this is even a topic?
I know.
It really is.
But I can. That is funny, though. I mean, that's out of the free... Whistle blows, they throw a flag.
Flag on the anthem.
I love it. Odds and ends, summer vacation suggestion, Lake Buena Vista, Florida, just off the main Disney property, opening up June 18th. Cheryl's birthday, by the way. Toy Story Land.
Ooh. Oh, I bet that's going to be.
Toy Story.
That's going to be cool.
That'd be kind of good, yeah. The pop quiz question, and finally.
No.
Whose godmother is Jamie Lee Curtis, Macaulay Culkin, Kim Kardashian, Jake Gyllenhaal, Channing Tatum? By the way, happy Memorial Day to everybody. When we talk to you Tuesday, have a safe Memorial Day.
I'm going to go with Jake Gyllenhaal.
I was going to say that, but I'll say Channing Tatum.
Okay. I'll say Macaulay Culkin.
I can't stand him, but I'm going to go Macaulay Culkin.
I thought you were going to say me.
No.
I thought you were going to go, aren't you? I can't stand it.
No. Culkin.
Wasn't an option.
Culkin.
Jamie Lee Curtis and Jake Gyllenhaal's got it. Yes. Have a great day. Talk to you after Memorial Day. Take care of your business. Take care of my business. My head is alive. I'm downstairs. See y'all.
Jamie Lee is Jake Gyllenhaal.
Dan, it sounds like Forrest Gump.
Yeah, I know. It does.
You lost your Barney Fife.
I know.
You can't do it anymore. You're trying to desperately to find a replacement for Barney Fife. It's not going to be
Should we try and hear some Morgan Freeman first? Just so we can kind of, like, you know.
We could do that if you want to. I rubbed up against her.
That just sounds like a dadgum prevert.
It's hard. You've got to have a guttural.
No, you've got to. He's kind of got that deep and.
Nothing made me. Like,
what did I just say?
Grabbing her breasts.
That's what guttural means. It means
love to grab those interns' breasts.
My genitals against hers.
Take them into the spanking room.
That doesn't sound.
The prison guy.
That just sounds like Tim.
All you can do is Andy Dupree. Have you lost it?
Sorry.
You keep it that, if that's short.
Andy Dupree.
Andy Dupree. Have you got any more? You're the one that suggested that.
I'm waiting for a commercial to get over with YouTube sucks.
Quick draw McGraw over there.
You can't suggest something and then...
Well, obviously, I now regret it, don't I?
You got a lot of things to regret tonight.
All right, so this is him on Jimmy Kimmel.
Is this something that you worked on or just from your family? Were they?
I don't even know what you mean.
Well, I'll tell you what I mean.
Well, Richard Pryor.
Even, you know, I loved the Electric Company when
this
I was...
This is really good, Ryan. It's all Jimmy Kimmel. Real good.
You were easy reader, and you would, and the way you spoke was
okay. Do you want to do sexy voice
reader on what?
Sounded great, what? And I assume that you got that from. I mean, like the way I speak is like that of a clown. Kind of so this is what I got.
Let's hear it for Limey. He said,
"Good job." Hey,
let's see. Here he plays Jimmy Kimmel. 30 seconds.
But he just said Morgan Freeman read on what was that Easy Reader or something?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You go to that.
All I did was grind my private parts
That's
against
terrible.
Hers.
Well, yes, it is terrible. I know. I'm working
He's
on
67
it.
And white. Of course it's terrible.
I'm not 67.
Same thing.
I'm 47.
Whatever.
What are you talking about?
Same thing.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see.
I thought you were talking about Morgan Freeman.
Okay, that, you know what? That's it. We're done with Morgan.
That does sound like more like Forrest Gump.
It does. Exactly like...
I thought you were talking about Bubba.
No, that character is Black Forrest Gump.
Lieutenant Dan, I got some ice cream.
I think I have enough time to tell the story. When Scott was in here earlier and the guy was talking about encroachment on somebody's property and his driveway, I'm going to tell you a true story. And off the air, Dan will actually know who this is that I'm talking about. This guy was in prison. He passed away not long ago, but he was an ex-convict, and he looked like a gangster. And Dan, he was the husband of somebody.
Yes.
You know who I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
This guy was as frightening. He dressed in sharkskin suits and drove a big black Mercedes sedan, but he had the look of a mobster, and he was frightening. It's steel blue eyes and always tan, but scary and intimidating, and he did do time. This is a true story. He moves into an area here in St. Louis County and has a daughter. And word gets out in the neighborhood, there's an ex-con living in the neighborhood, and they tell which house it is. And so it's hurtful to the daughter because the friend, your dad was in prison. So after they're there a while, a year or so, he starts to hear that one of the people spreading this through the neighborhood is his next-door neighbor. I live next to an ex-con now. He gets a call from the next-door neighbor, and the next-door neighbor tells his, I'm so-and-so, I live next door to you. He goes, oh, I know exactly who you are. Why are you calling me? He said, well, we had the property resurveyed, and your backyard pool deck, the deck area, is actually 3 feet onto my property. And we want to do some new landscaping, so going to have to just let you know we're going to have to, you know, move over into a little bit of your pool deck area. And we're getting it rezoned, or whatever they call it. And here's what he said to the guy, and I'm telling you this actually happened. He said, well, I know who you are because you're the guy who's decided to tell all the neighbors that, ooh, an ex-con now lives in the neighborhood. And he says, and you're right. I am an ex-convict. I do live next door to you. And here's what's going to happen. Nothing. You're not going to tear up part of my pool deck. In fact, you're not going to bring this up again, and you're not going to call the county, and you're not going to do anything. Because if you do, you won't have a home to landscape. And he never heard another word from that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was
He was like that. He was very scary. Remember when a cop pulled him over?
Oh, I do, and I wish I had time for that story. Oh, that's a good one. Oh. But
look at that time. I have time to do this. To remind you that if your windows are shot and they're going to go, that's one of the first things to go in a house because they're probably just entry-level windows, basic of the most basic of basic. Time to replace them. Window World, Window World, Window World. For goodness sakes, folks, how could you not call Window World and have them come out and give you a free estimate? How could you not do that and call yourself AM and the PM, knowing what a charitable company they are, knowing that they provide the number one selling replacement window in the United States, that this is one of the great values out there today, is a Window World window. Lifetime warranty covers everything. Labor, glass breakage, everything. Completely covered. But they rarely have to make good on that warranty because these things are, they're tough. When they come out, they'll bring an actual window and put it down, let you jump up and down on it. I did that, and I was bigger at the time. I couldn't break that window. I couldn't hurt the frame. It's a terrific value, and there's no wonder, and it's not a surprise once you get to know the product, that it is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. So all we ask is this. Hot weather comes, air conditioning's going, you notice hot air coming in from around the window. Or in the winter, this past winter, you notice cold air coming in from around. It's time to replace them. And you're going to have to replace them with something. Talk to the folks at Window World. Let them come out. 18 months financing, same as cash with approved credit. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Enjoy Memorial Day. Don't be stupid. Thank a police officer every chance you get. And have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end, my only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending, that's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
Hi, dear.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Jim Hayes. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.